This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, May 10th. God's word for you today is, sustain it. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 84, verse 7, and it says, they go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. While ruminating and meditating on all that God has been teaching us in the past few days, the burden on my heart is the fact that, as Christians generally, we tend to move on too quickly. God does an amazing thing. God gives you a word and you're excited. But before you know it, you have moved on to the next thing. And that word, that miracle, that God did becomes distant in our minds because life has happened and we have moved on. God really doesn't want us to move on in the essence of not getting the best and the completeness of all he has deposited in us. Take a God will do it again season, for instance. At the beginning of the season, some people start out at ground zero. Then God shows up, does what only he can do, and takes them up to, say, level one. But what happens to a lot of people is that soon enough, they are back to ground zero. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. For some people, in just 2 days, they are back to ground zero, and all the effect of the fasting, prayers, and vigils are gone. But what God wants for us is to go from glory to glory, not from mountain to valley, and not from heights to depths. God wants us to go from strength to strength. So what should happen is that when God propels us upwards, as in the inserted graphic, we are able to stabilize, maybe even drop because we are human and life happens. But we are never to go back to ground zero, so that when another God will do it again season comes and God takes us up, instead of crashing, we hold our ground. Again, because life happens, we may lose some height, but we stabilize and maintain our ground. Then another God will do it again season experience, and we go higher. So, if you look at the trajectory, we're tending upwards consistently. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, after the height usually comes the deep. God wants you to go from strength to strength. I pray that you will go from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Say amen. From a human standpoint, what goes into preparing one message is huge. The people who work closely with me can attest. Then, to think that after 3 days, folks have forgotten it can be very painful. It sometimes takes 20 hours to prepare a 30 to 40 minutes message. You are there praying, studying, waiting, preparing, and toiling. The shelf life of God's word must be sustained in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to go from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.